Thanks for sending us jokes. Remember, we are going to award randomly to somebody who sends in a joke to John Williams at WGNRadio.com, the much coveted WGN Radio Speed Joke John Williams coffee mug. And the first one this week goes to Scott Taylor of Aurora. Congratulations, Scott. Send us your jokes, and we'll give you the coffee mug. That's Steve Alexander, now Dave Bennett. Boy, listen to that round of applause. Sounds like an NIT game. Okay, here we go. Speed joke of the week number 15. What did Spartacus say when the lion ate his wife? Nothing, he was gladiator. Remember, you'll be asked to tell us which of these are your favorite. Joke of the week number 14. What has four letters, occasionally has 12 letters, always has six letters, and never has five letters?
What?
Now you know. Vicky Kukuzian with the perfect response there. What are you
doing? I'm still thinking about it.
That's not, and by the way, that's a joke. It's more of a riddle, which we don't do, but there it is. Steve Alexander, did you get it yet?
Finally figured it out.
Dave Bennett, did you get it yet?
Really?
I have not had a lot of time to think about it.
I know. Tell me about it.
Joke of the week number 13. My wife just left me. She says my life revolves around football and she's sick of it. We were together for seven seasons. Speaking of my wife sent me this joke. My friend is opening a bookstore to sell German philosophy books. I told him it wouldn't work. It's too much of a Nietzsche market. It would be Nietzsche. I'm not sure how you're going to spell it, but it's not N-E-E-C-H-Y.
Or
isn't
never
it?
Never mind.
Joke of the week number 11, please.
Hey, John, I'd like to buy a bagel with cream cheese, please.
Sorry, we only take cash. I'm now taking Bitcoin, cash, and cream cheese. Yes. Acceptable currency. Here is joke of the week number 10. I was walking through a quarry and said to the foreman, "Wow, that sure is a big rock." And he said, "Boulder." So I stuck out my chest and went, "Wow, that sure is a big rock." Okay.
You got nominated for a Golden Globe for that.
That's my favorite so far. What about this one? What do you call leprechauns who pick up aluminum cans and plastic bottles? That would be WeCyclers. I know an Irishman with so much energy, he literally bounces off the walls. What's his name, kids?
I think I know it. Leif Erik Spring.
That's good.
I think I got the last name.
Thank you very much.
Dang! Mm-hmm, said producer Olive. It was pointed out to me that that joke may be ineligible to win, not only because it is...
wrong.
Leif Erikson was not Irish. And therefore, it does not qualify as an Irish joke on St. Patrick's Day. But I appreciate the spontaneity, Elif. Here's joke of the week number 8. My neighbor is so happy that spring is right around the corner, he wet his plants. That's a rerun, but it's the first days of spring this weekend, so we get to do that. Here's number 7. Attention, boat number 81. This is the boat rental manager. Your 2-hour rental period is up. Please return to the dock.
Hey, boss, we only have 60 boats. There is no boat number 81.
Attention, boat number 18. Do you require assistance? I don't know if they're handing out radio awards, Dave, but how do you not get one for that performance?
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you.
Joke of the week number 6. This might not work, but just in case, if I end up on life support, would you guys unplug me and then plug me back in, see if that works? We're down to number 5. I asked our local mermaid if she liked math. She said, "Why would you ask me that?" And I said, "Because you're wearing an algebra." That's something that I said to my local mermaid. Here's number 4. Looks like rock and roll bands are working with food producers to promote their products. Yesterday, I was at the Jewel and bought a jar of Celine Dijon and some rolling scones. We picked up some buns and roses and the Alan Parsnips Project.
Didn't we do this 2 weeks ago?
I also got some Limp Bisque. Reason we did that joke again was because Limp Bisque makes me laugh every single time. Vicky, you're right. That sounds awfully familiar, but I don't know that we've done that version of, you know, combining.
Well, I can't keep track of how many versions we've had.
I know. I'm just disappointed we didn't get more jokes along that line. If rock and roll stars are aligning with food companies to sell their products, what other things will we find on the shelves at the Jewels, kids?
I think that we did 14 in one joke. 14.
There were quite a few.
Oh, it was the vegetables.
Was it the vegetable thing? Yeah.
It was the vegetables.
Here's number three. Why should you never fight a dinosaur? Because you'll get your ass kicked. Here's number two. And speaking of your stimulus checks, my farmer friend used his stimulus check to buy baby chickens. You know what that means.
Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Here we go.
That ain't working.
That was kind of fun. That worked perfectly. So did this one. I was happily watching the Bermuda Philharmonic Orchestra yesterday when the guy on the triangle disappeared.
Bermuda Triangle, it makes people disappear.
Okay, kids, what's the best joke of the week? Dave Bennett, you go first.
Gladiator.
Yeah, really? Into the newsroom, Steve Alexander.
Steve Krasanich,
into the newsroom, Steve Krasanich.
I'm going to say Gladiator as well.
Are you guys kidding me?
No.
All right, Steve Alexander.
Boulder for me.
Boulder. Kukuzian.
I was going to go with Gladiator, but I'm going to go with the dinosaur one.
You got one you liked especially, Ms. Garris?
Algebra.
Lying
with my woman on the island.
How about you, John?
I like the ones where the rock and roll bands are pairing up with food producers so that we can say Limp Bizkit. And the Alan Parsnips Project. You tell us, 312-981-7200. We'll do brackets at the end of the year. So what was the best joke this week? 312-981-7200.